South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every week at this time, it's our tech guy, David Snell, over at X Smart IT in Wareham. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so topic this week, the new 2025 NIST, NIST Password Guidelines, NIST. What's NIST, David, first?
And NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Oh, okay. National Institute of Standards and Technology. Okay.
Yep. And it's taken them 13 years to finally catch up with what's happening in the password venue.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they've been working on this for a while, or not working on it, but 13 years.
They must have a lot of meetings.
A lot of meetings, going to talk it over. So I guess what does this mean? The new password guidelines. What does this mean?
So what they're doing is they want to do a major shift here towards simpler and more user-friendly and more effective password practices. And this is going to be good for us. It emphasizes length and usability over complexity. So all those wacky characters, you're not going to have to use those anymore.
Okay, because, yeah, mostly when you come up with passwords, most of the time now when you fill it in, you'll notice that when you fill out the form on the password, it'll say to put in... first it was like a cap or a lowercase. And then in addition to that, you also now have to put in usually a number and then a character. And usually if you don't follow all of the things, you know, the password would be like red or wrong. And then you have to do all of that, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So they want that change moving forward to make it easier for us as the users to have strong passwords that we actually can remember and use on a regular basis. So some of the things that they're going to do, they're telling us right now that the password complexity rules are no longer required. You don't need to mix those uppercase and symbols and stuff. So what they say is the password length is the main defense.
Mm-hmm.
Longer passphrases are more secure and easier to remember. So at least 15 characters if the password is the sole method of log in, and that's critical.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using two-factor authentication, at least 8 characters. So they cut it almost in half. So if you use a 2FA and you use an 8-character password, that's going to be secure enough moving forward.
All right. So why are these changes being made? Because wouldn't the more longer, complicated password, wouldn't it be better?
It would be, but folks, we being what we are as humans,
yeah,
we will continue to reuse the same password. We will continue to use passwords that have already shown up in a breach to make it easier for us. Unless you're using a password manager,
yeah,
it's difficult to remember all those passwords.
Well, yeah, because you're right. I mean, you're right. When you fill in the password, and like sometimes it'll say strong, you know, or most of the time it'll say weak. Your password is weak, and it'll give you this little alert, you know, that you've got to do a little bit better job. Or some of them I did, this was kind of a good one, too, as a reminder. It said, cannot be any of the last 4 passwords you used or something like that, which is, you know, but it's like we do need that. You're right, because we're going to be, if no one tells us or we're not made to do it, we're going to just keep, you know, falling back to our old habits.
Exactly right. So what they're saying now, there should be no more regular password resets. Passwords only need to be changed when there's evidence of a compromise of a security breach. Password hints and security questions, you know, those things that we have to put in,
yeah,
are discouraged because those our personal details are always easily available online.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go for those things because it can be can be guessed. People can find that stuff, and they will. Obviously, they do try.
They do. They try to find it, but anywhere they can to get to us, though. Password block lists are going to be required. Now, this is an excellent thing. It's going to stop previously weak or breached passwords like password 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All of those ones that folks still try to use with little changes to them, they're going to be blocked. So you won't be able to use them on websites.
Wow. Okay. All right. So now these will be the new standards. Now, does that mean... But if you're a company, would it still be the same, or does that mean that we could see some of this stuff be updated on some of these forms, or no?
You should see it updated by many businesses, because most businesses have to, for compliance issues, follow the NIST guidelines. So it should happen in your office, but it's going to happen first on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So that our website, our bank accounts, all of those things will be better protected than they are today.
All right. Well, this is good. I mean, I know this is a lot of work and changes, and obviously this has taken 13 years, as we talked about right in the beginning of the segment, for these standards to update. But as we've talked about, the password issue really is still a big one when it comes to passwords and the potential, as we know, breaches. And, you know, I mean, this is why these things keep happening.
Exactly right. And what we're finding now, many more websites are now supporting password managers and passkeys. Passkeys is a simpler way to log in. If you have an option to do a passkey when you go to log into a website, do it and give it a shot. You'll see how much simpler it is.
All right. So this should mean that, okay, so hopefully this will be, in the long run, though, this is supposed to be easier for us, and also in the long run it will be harder for hackers to break, you're saying?
Exactly. And this is going to be reducing the headaches for us of resets and all the arbitrary complexity rules that we have to put up with or figure out as we're trying to create a new password. It should be better for all of us. It's not going to happen today.
Yep.
It's not going to happen tomorrow. It took 13 years to get here.
Wow.
But you will see it start changing on the internet very shortly.
No, I do know, because my other place, the passwords always expire after so many times. And you get a lot of warnings like your password's going to expire in 60 days, and then you got to go in, and then you got to change it in the computer. And then now if your email goes to your phone, you got to change that because then that doesn't sync up. And, you know, it is a pain to keep doing that, I suppose. But, you know, I guess the alternative would be hacked if we didn't have another system. But it now sounds like it will be better.
It will be better, and you won't have to change your passwords when it tells you your password is going to expire, because that function will be removed from the whole password guideline.
Oh, how about that, guys? Huh? That's fun stuff.
Yeah.
But you're right. But again, keep in mind, if you're compromised, then that'll be the time to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the NIST guidelines say that websites should automatically tell you if the password you're trying to use has been breached. So it's got to keep you, got to keep us safer as we move forward.
All right, good stuff. David Snell with us every week at this time. And if people want to read more about the new guidelines, how do they go and read the full blog, David?
They can go to AckSmartIT.com, click on my blog link, and there's a link to the NIST password document if you want to read all the dry information about it.
Ooh, there you go. Take a deep dive. All right.
There
NIST,
you go.
AckSmartIT.com, AckSmartIT.com, David Snell. Thank you so much, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. AckSmartIT.com, AckSmartIT.com. And David Snell is from AckSmartIT in Wareham.